with SRN News.
I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is trying to quell Democratic anxieties over his unsteady showing in his debate with former President Donald Trump. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says Trump showed why he should be in the White House again.
I think on every metric of performance, President Trump obviously did much better. He was right on the issues. He showed the temperament, the stamina, the mental acuity that is necessary to do this really important job at this really important time.
Biden and Trump are spending Friday looking to expand their appeal in states they lost 4 years ago. Thursday's debate appears set to reinforce the public's deep-seated concerns about both men before perhaps the largest audience they'll garner before ballots are cast. The U.S. Supreme Court has handed down a ruling affecting U.S. Capitol rioters and former President Trump. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. Supreme Court justices ruled 6-3. The charge of obstructing an official proceeding must include proof that the accused tried to tamper with documents. That's based on a law from 2002 surrounding the Enron financial scandal. As it relates to some of the Capitol rioters, only a small group of those charged fall into that category. The case against the former police officer Joseph Fisher of Pennsylvania is now being sent back to a lower court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says a Supreme Court ruling that cities can enforce bans on people sleeping outdoors in West Coast areas will give local officials more freedom to address the crisis. But an attorney for homeless people says it could allow people to be punished simply because they have nowhere to go. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 45 points, the Nasdaq dropping 126, the S&P lower by 22. This is SRN News. A leading Canadian school holds a drag queen summer camp.
The University of British Columbia describes the event as a, quote, leadership and learning summer camp for queer, trans, two-spirit, questioning, and allied youth from across BC and the Yukon. Drag queens will be in attendance and will teach the children how to perform with the goal of helping them, quote, imagine being whomever they want. UBC says it also wants to free kids from what it calls the colonial notions of the nuclear family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden is pardoning potentially thousands of former U.S. service members convicted of violating a now-repealed military ban on homosexuality. The president says he's righting a historic wrong to clear the way for these service members to regain lost benefits. Mr. Biden's action grants a pardon to those who were convicted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice's former Article 125. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted lower, erasing the S&P 500's gains for the week. The S&P 500 slipping 0.4%, but remains close to the record high it set last week. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.7%, and the Dow slipped 0.1%. Nike dropped 20% after the shoe and athletic wear company missed Wall Street's revenue targets and cut its full-year sales guidance. Company executives say they expect sales to decline by single digits in the current fiscal year. The Dow was down 45 points, closing at 39,118. The Nasdaq lost 126 to 17,732. The S&P 500 dropped 22 points to 5460. New York oil fell 20 cents to $81.54 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.